It's 9:04. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The health department that serves Fort Collins and Loveland has scrapped plans for a vaccine verification program for local businesses. The decision comes after community pushback against the idea, including false claims it would be a vaccine mandate. The voluntary program would have allowed businesses to loosen mask requirements if staff and customers provided proof of a COVID vaccination. Larimer County has a local mask mandate in place to slow the spread of the virus. Coloradans with medical marijuana cards will face some new purchasing rules next year. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on the approved regulations.
The rules are the result of a new state law that aims to make it harder for underage users to obtain highly potent marijuana concentrates. Policymakers believe younger medical card holders have been supplying the black market. The Denver Post reports the new rules will limit cardholders 20 years old and younger to buying just 2 grams a day of concentrated product. Those who are older can purchase up to 8 grams a day. The rules do contain exceptions for patients who get a doctor's note explaining why they need to be able to buy larger amounts at one time. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Denver International Airport is stepping up security patrols of its parking lots ahead of the holiday travel season. There's been an increase in vehicle thefts at DIA and across Metro Denver. The airport officials say travelers should always lock their vehicles and remove valuables. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.